Welcome to our podcast on navigating chaos with AncientFuture.today and the Grand Council.
Our warmest greetings to you who are listening to this particular recording on collaborating. And whilst we have talked at length, both in this Navigating Chaos podcast series, as well as in many of the other transmissions and journeys, adventures that we are engaged in with Masters on a Masterful Journey, we have mentioned that the time of the individual is basically over. And this is a sort of provocative statement for some. For some are just coming into their individuation mastery at this time. It does not mean that you stop being an individual. No, quite the contrary. It means that you become the unique individual you are at whatever level of conscious awareness and intention as a master on a masterful journey you choose to be, and to contribute all of that into a greater collective mastery. And this requires collaboration. It requires a common vision. It requires a commitment from you that you will indeed contribute this way or that way, or you will help hold the space in a unified field of consciousness, or you have talents, you will donate time, you will apply your wondrous personality in the mix is a collaboration when you show up and participate. And so few of you have ever really truly collaborated with anybody on anything. Oh, yes, we can hear you thinking, well, I was a Girl Scout leader. I was a young baseball coach for youngsters. I was part of a choir group in high school. All of those were collaborations. Well, yes, indeed, you cannot make music. You cannot hit a home run. You cannot take a group of small girls and introduce them to the mountains or the lakes or the nature of some sort without lots of collaborating. But in fact, in those examples we have just given you, it is more coordination. There is a goal, there is an intention, yes, that is common. Let us take the high school choir, for example. The intention is that each individual will optimize their voices in a grouping of other individuals doing the same, and they will learn similar sounds and the ways to make a perfect pitch, the way to harmonize, the way to sing a song so that it is pleasant for an audience to hear. Thus learning music and integrating that sort of talent skill into their repertoire, individually as collectively, and that they require a leader or a choir, leader, we will call it, to keep the beat, to make sure the meetings are scheduled, that everyone shows up, that the altos are on pitch, et cetera, all these things require a lot of coordination. The collaboration would be a better example of that, would be where in an orchestra, everyone has a different instrument and they must collaborate to make a sound that is pleasant to be heard. For if each were sounding their own sound, of course, this could happen in the choir as well, not quite as dramatically, perhaps. And yet, very similar, that the collaboration of various different, wildly different sounding instruments is closer to what we are talking about, still requiring a leader, an orchestra maestro, and yet we're still not quite to the collaboration that we are talking about that is required now of each and every human on the planet. If you are going to create a worldwide culture of inclusion, of justice, of freedom, of transparency, Now, whose goal is this? Whose unified vision of that consciousness could we possibly be talking about? Well, it is of those individuals who are listening to this podcast, those individuals that listen to similar sorts of bodies of wisdom that issue forth through their chosen oracles and channels. It is those of you who have a very religious or philosophical practice and philosophy. It is everyone and every being, even who does not belong to any grouping of any kind, who believes that love is both the question and the answer. That what is right is that everyone be treated with respect and dignity, equal opportunity and access to resources, freedom to express self. And if this is taken into the realm of collaboration, it means that not only does one receive all of this, one offers, gives, and ensures that all of these things are in place for everyone and self. And that is the sort of common vision that we subscribe to, that we encourage, that we know is possible to have as part of the new experiments starting to happen on your planet. Yes, they have been done through the ages and in the enlightened civilization, some of which you have artifacts and archaeological proof existed, others that are waiting to be discovered under miles of dirt, sand, and perhaps earthquakes and mudslides and all sorts of things. Many, many, many archaeological digs yet to be done. And if it is not the physical that will prove it, it is your memory banks, your cellular memory, where you know you have lived differently in other times, in other energetic expressions, or what could be called a past life or a parallel universe, or whatever you like to envision as a possibility that you are not just a one-time lifetime born, dead, gone sort of scenario. No, that it is your soul's journey through eternity that we are addressing. So when we talk about collaborating, we talk about being able to merge your being with that of other beings to achieve, express, magnetize, manifest, and live in ways that are collectively desired, designed, managed, lived, expressed, celebrated. So we invite each and every one of you in your lives to look at how you collaborate. With whom do you literally collaborate, and how is that going for you? How successful are you in the actual process of collaborating? Are you an equal partner? And what we mean by this is, are you both giving and receiving in measures that balance for you and the others that you are in collaboration with? Or do you always have to be the leader or in front showing everybody how to do things? Or are you the critic? Are you the this, that, or the other? Can you evolve your own consciousness around collaboration and your role and your reality of being a collaborator? Never give up your own opinions in collaboration. Be ready to share them. Be ready to listen to others as you would wish to be listened to. And then always find the common goal, the common intention, the common move towards something that is better for everyone and everything, including the planet and all that lives on in and around her. Collaboration is a beautiful thing. And when it is skillfully understood and done, expressed, and the results of this sort of collaboration are experienced and resonant and visible, you will feel the beauty of what we are saying. Yes, sometimes it will require a leader of some sort. Most of the time it does not. When you are an adult, master on a masterful journey, integrated with the inner family of kid states and good mother, father, or good nurturing presence, whatever you wish to call it, and all of that is working well, and you are working, collaborating internally with every part of your personality, your mental, physical, spiritual, emotional selves, etc. When you are collaborating internally, then you can have a better understanding and experience of collaborating with others. So while we may not have given you the hows to do, we certainly have spoken to the what to do. And in your world now, this is the next step. That now that those of you who will listen to something of this nature and draw from it whatever value it may have for you, you are already on the journey that suggests that collaboration is part of your future. If you have been a person who has shied away from it because you don't like working in groups, or you find the collective process tedious because people have too much to say and you think you know what is right for everyone anyway, so you're ready just to get on with it, you have a lot to learn about how to manifest in the new energies. For indeed, your opinions are equally important. They are not more important. This goes for your talents, your knowledge, your experience, your march through eternity and time. You are no better qualified than the next person, no matter who they are, to collaborate to bring about a world that all of you will be free to thrive within and to help support. So please humble yourself before what you are and who you are and what you do not know about the next person and the next person, and how you may judge them and how you may judge yourself as being superior or inferior. That is also a game. And jump into collaborations. Jump in to learn about yourself within a group, rather than always leading a group or suggesting that being in groups is not good for you. For you do not know that it will be, and that it will be necessary to your own thriving and survival, that you are equally good at collaborating and being an individual. So this is our invitation to you. This is our entreaty to you, that you learn to be a consummate collaborator from within, rather than from in the front of, or off to the side of, or in the back of, or over in the peanut gallery throwing rotten tomatoes and criticisms at collaboration. You do not know what you do not know, and we invite you to learn and to grow. And until we have the pleasure and the honor again of speaking to you and how to navigate chaos and the components necessary thereof, we ask you to go in every ounce and ton and unimaginable amounts and extents of love that you can only begin to fathom when you love yourself completely. Then you will know what is possible for you to receive from other sources. For now, a very warm adieu.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Navigating Chaos, podcasts with the Grand Council.